breedstandardlibrary.com. Summary Guide. Narrated Irish Setter AKC Breed Standard. Oral Exam. Front. Bite. Scissor or level. Official standard for the Irish Setter. General appearance: the Irish Setter is an active, aristocratic bird dog, rich red in color. Substantial yet elegant in build. Standing over 2 feet tall at the shoulder, the dog has a straight, fine, glossy coat, longer on ears, chest, tail, and back of legs. Afield, the Irish Setter is a swift, moving hunter, at home, a sweet-natured, trainable companion. At their best, the lines of the Irish Setter so satisfy an overall balance that artists have termed it the most beautiful of all dogs. The correct specimen always exhibits balance, whether standing or in motion. Each part of the dog flows and fits smoothly into its neighboring parts without calling attention to itself. Size, proportion, substance, there is no disqualification as to size. The make and fit of all parts and their overall balance in the animal are rated more important. 27 inches at the withers. And a show weight of about 70 pounds is considered ideal for the dog, the bitch 25 inches, 60 pounds. Variance beyond an inch up or down is to be discouraged. Proportion measuring from the breastbone to rear of thigh and from the top of the withers to the ground, the Irish Setter is slightly longer than it is tall. Substance all legs sturdy with plenty of bone. Structure in the male. Reflects masculinity without coarseness. Bitches appear feminine without being slight of bone. Head, long and lean, its length at least double the width between the ears. Beauty of head is emphasized by delicate chiseling along the muzzle, around and below the eyes, and along the cheeks. Expression soft, yet alert. Eyes somewhat almond-shaped, of medium size, placed rather well apart, neither deep set nor bulging. Color, dark to medium brown. Ears set well back and low, not above level of eye. Leather thin, hanging in a neat fold close to the head, and nearly long enough to reach the nose. The skull is oval when viewed from above or front, very slightly domed when viewed in profile. The brow is raised, showing a distinct stop midway between the tip of the nose and the well-defined occiput, rear point of skull. Thus the nearly level line from occiput to brow is set a little above, and parallel to, the straight and equal line from eye to nose. Muzzle moderately deep, jaws of nearly equal length, the underline of the jaws being almost parallel with the top line of the muzzle. Nose black or chocolate, nostrils wide. Upper lips fairly square but not pendulous. The teeth meet in a scissors bite in which the upper incisors fit closely over the lower, or they may meet evenly. Neck, top line, body. Neck moderately long, strong but not thick, and slightly arched, free from throatiness and fitting smoothly into the shoulders. Top line of body from withers to tail should be firm and inclined slightly downward without sharp drop at the croup. The tail is set on nearly level with the croup as a natural extension of the top line, strong at root, tapering to a fine point. Nearly long enough to reach the hock. Carriage straight or curving slightly upward, nearly level with the back. Body sufficiently long to permit a straight and free stride. Chest deep, reaching approximately to the elbows with moderate forechest, extending beyond the point where the shoulder joins the upper arm. Chest is of moderate width so that it does not interfere with forward motion and extends rearwards to well-sprung ribs. Loins firm, muscular, and of moderate length. Forequarters, shoulder blades long, wide, sloping well back, fairly close together at the withers. Upper arm and shoulder blades are approximately the same length and are joined at sufficient angle to bring the elbows rearward along the brisket in line with the top of the withers. The elbows moving freely, incline neither in nor out. Forelegs straight and sinewy. Strong. Nearly straight pastern. Feet rather small, very firm, toes arched and close. Hindquarters should be wide and powerful with broad, well-developed thighs. Hind legs long and muscular from hip to hock, short and perpendicular from hock to ground. Well angulated at stifle and hock joints, which, like the elbows, incline neither in nor out. Feet as in front. Angulation of the forequarters and hindquarters should be balanced. Coat, short and fine on head and forelegs. On all other parts of moderate length and flat. Feathering long and silky on ears, on back of forelegs and thighs long and fine, with a pleasing fringe of hair on belly and brisket extending onto the chest. Fringe on tail moderately long and tapering. All coat and feathering as straight and free as possible from curl or wave. The Irish Setter is trimmed for the show ring to emphasize the lean head and clean neck. The top third of the ears and the throat nearly to the breastbone are trimmed. Excess feathering is removed to show the natural outline of the foot. All trimming is done to preserve the natural appearance of the dog. Color, mahogany or rich chestnut red with no black. A small amount of white on chest, throat or toes, or a narrow centered streak on skull is not to be penalized. Gait, that at the trot the gait is big, very lively, graceful and efficient. At an extended trot the head reaches slightly forward, keeping the dog in balance. The forelegs reach well ahead as if to pull in the ground without giving the appearance of a hackney gait. The hindquarters drive smoothly and with great power. Seen from front or rear, the forelegs, as well as the hind legs below the hock joint, move perpendicularly to the ground, with some tendency towards a single track as speed increases. Structural characteristics which interfere with a straight, true stride are to be penalized. Temperament, the Irish Setter has a rollicking personality. Shyness, hostility, or timidity are uncharacteristic of the breed. An outgoing, stable temperament is the essence of the Irish Setter. Approved August 14, 1990. Effective September 30, 1990.